tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail.
To just be strong, and it's a fight just to keep it together, together. I know you think that you are too far gone, but hope is never lost. Hope is never lost. Stay one step closer, one foot in front of the other. You'll get through this, just follow the light.
is heavy from those nights. But just remember that you are a fighter, a fighter. You never know just what tomorrow holds. And you're stronger than you know. You're stronger than you know. Just take one step closer, one foot in front of the other. You'll be through this. Follow the light in the darkness. One step closer, one foot in front of the other. You'll be through this. Follow. You're gonna be okay.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I want to start out by saying thank you to each and one of you for joining me here on the Hope Show today. I hope all of you have had a wonderful week. Today's message is about loving yourself. Before I get started, I want to open in a prayer. So if you would all like to join me at this time, please let us bow our heads and join together in prayer. Dear Lord, we come before you today, first with thanksgiving in our hearts. We want to thank you for this beautiful new day, for your gift called life, for the grace of being alive, for the chance to make new beginnings. We want to thank you for your perfect timing, for all the people you put in our life. We want to thank you for protecting us all day, every day. Dear Lord, please forgive us of our sins. Help us to forgive others as you forgive us. Dear Lord, let us be content with who we are, what we have, and where you are leading us. Help each one of us to guard over our mind, mouth, body, and soul. Help us to have the mindset of confidence, courage, and strength. Dear Lord, as we come before you today, we pray that you will soften our hearts to receive the message you would have us to hear. Dear Lord, please use me as a vessel to get your message out for your people. And may the words that come out of my mouth be pleasing to you and true. In Jesus' name, and all the people said, Amen. I want to thank you for joining me in the moment of prayer before we get started. The main topic for today is going to be about self-esteem. Above all things, God comes first. But then, you have to love yourself to have a healthy self-esteem. Self-esteem is your overall opinion of yourself, how you feel about your abilities and your limitations. When you have a healthy self-esteem, you feel good about yourself. When you have a low self-esteem, you put little value on your own opinions and ideas. You tend to listen to what other people say about you, and you believe them. Perhaps you might worry about whether you are good enough. Did you know that it is reported that some 85% of people suffer with low self-esteem? That is an astonishingly high percentage of people in this world. I have to admit, I was a little surprised. I expected the percentages to be high, but not quite that high. But thinking about it, I realized that I know a lot of people myself that suffer from some kind of low self-esteem, some worse than others. Low self-esteem isn't the same for everyone. but it does make a huge impact on your happiness and the quality of your life. There are several indicators of someone suffering low self-esteem. As I name off some of these signs, I want you to think about them. Do some introspection, if you would, meaning to look inward at yourself. A few signs that might indicate that you or someone else might have low self-esteem is sensitivity to criticism, social withdrawal, irritation or hostility, too much focus on personal problems, physical symptoms such as fatigue, insomnia, and headaches, negative self-thoughts, feelings of worthlessness and defeat, and experiencing shame after failure. If you can relate to most of these signs, then you most likely suffer from low self-esteem. Not one person is one-dimensional. In fact, there are three views of every individual. The first view is the view that God has of us. He made us in His image. He thinks we are very important. He created us. The Lord does not observe us merely from the outside, as humans tend to do, but rather, God looks at our heart. He knows our heart. Only by Him are our actions weighed. God is the only one we should be concerned with, what He thinks about us. Number two is the opinions that others hold concerning us, the thoughts that our peers entertain about us. These assessments of us are only partially accurate. People may hold on to an opinion of us that is highly exaggerated. Sometimes we are unfairly judged by someone else, and based off of their opinion that they have shared with another person, starts a reputation among our peers. Sometimes it can make us look bad to others. When people gossip with another person, the person who is listening to the gossiper might not even know us, but before they can even form their own opinion of us, someone has already influenced what they will think about us. Thirdly, the perception we have of ourselves. Who do we see when we look in the mirror at ourselves? Be careful, for the Bible warns us not to think too highly of ourselves, but to always stay humble. If we really knew the impression that others have of us, we might see ourselves in a totally different light. For some of us, we might need to alter our conduct. In Matthew 22:39, the Bible says, "We should love our neighbor as ourselves." Sadly, many people harbor a very meager, slim amount of appreciation for themselves, so much so that it hinders their success in life. The result of such toxic inward thoughts is torment, unhappiness, mercy, misery, a feeling of emptiness, loss, discouragement, low feelings of worth, and a lack of confidence in our ability to do something with our life. And that's just to name a few. The attitudes that dwell within the mind frequently are reflected in the conduct of the person. An inspired writer once wrote, "As one thinks within himself, so shall he is." Jesus himself taught that the state of one's mind is the fountain of his activity. What comes to your mind when you think of someone with low self-esteem? Maybe it's the man who's always defensive and insecure. He refuses to try anything new because failure is not an option. Maybe it's the woman who is easily frustrated, quick to put herself down and afraid to speak in public. There is a difference, folks, in being shy and having low self-esteem. Self-esteem can look like many things. For an example, a person growing up in a family of perfectionists may view themselves as always falling short of the expectations of their family. Therefore, no matter how successful that person is, they will always feel like a failure. Here is another example. A boy who is constantly bullied at school or picked on by other siblings, telling him that he's stupid or calling him four eyes because he wears glasses. He may come to believe that these labels that have been given to him are true. Unfortunately, people who believe these labels will often live up to or live down to those labels. The labels can create a self-fulfilling prophecy of expectation. Sometimes low self-esteem can make people not only behave defensively, but with jealousy, anger, bitterness, anxiety, behave inferior or superior, impatient, irritable, etc. Most people derive their opinion of self-esteem from such categories as wealth, appearance, strength, occupation, popularity, celebrity, and relationships. Folks, if you take only one thing away today from today's message, I want you to take away this. Keep it close to your heart to pull out on those days that you don't think you're worth much. We are made in God's image. This truth is the basis of our worth. In Psalm 139:13-14, the Bible says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." God did not create trash, folks, when he made us. God sees us as the most beautiful and brilliant creation, a child of God, someone worthy of being created, someone that has so much worth and potential, someone who is successful and filled with life, his prized possession, his magnificent work of art. We are so valuable that he knows each one of us by our name. He walks beside each of us every day, loving us, caring for us, protecting us, filling our lives with blessings. So why, then, do so many people in this world suffer from low self-esteem? You were not created to feel this way, to feel defeated, worthless, not any good. The first reason stems back as far as Adam and Eve. When they disobeyed God, the image of God in them became shattered and distorted, whereas they once walked naked in the Garden of Eden without any shame. After they sinned, they became ashamed and hid themselves from God. They covered themselves, and mankind has been covering themselves ever since. We cover our sense of guilt, shame, lack of worth with the attire of wealth, beauty, strength, status, and popularity. However, these coverings only mask our real problems, folks. The real problem is that our relationship with God, the real source of our worth, has been lost. The true basis of our worth cannot be found in the things of this world, but in our right relationship with God. We are of infinite worth to God. Unlike the ever-fluctuating self-esteem of the world, our worth does not and cannot change, for our worth is rooted in the love of Christ. In Romans 8:35, 37, and 39, the Bible says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine or nakedness, or danger or sword? No, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." More than conquerors, people. The Bible says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God." Wow! Folks, that is a powerful word of God. If our Heavenly Father loves us that much, then why are we so down on ourselves all the time? Folks, wake up every morning. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, "I am somebody. I am worth it. God loves me. I am not a mistake. I am a child of God. I feel good about myself. I am strong. I am talented. I am successful. I am blessed. I love myself. And I'm not going to believe those lies that I've heard about myself. My future is bright. I will prosper in life. Jesus paid the price for me on that cross. I am so valuable that my life was spared because of Jesus." Amen. Amen, folks. Fellow brothers and sisters, I could go on and on about all the reasons you should love yourself. We all make mistakes, but these mistakes do not define us. We are not who we used to be. We are not the labels people have given us. We are so much more. We are so much more. If you have children of your own, do you not think that they are the most valuable, smartest, beautiful little people or full-grown adults that you've ever seen in this world? Aren't you proud of them? Is there nothing that you would not do to save and protect them, to meet their physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental needs? Surely, folks, you would not bring them into this world just to neglect them, starve them, leave them out in the elements, kick them around, kick them to the curb as unwanted garbage. Feel the love that comes to mind and heart when you think of your own children. Don't you want them to prosper and succeed, be blessed abundantly, have long-lasting, happy relationships? Well, let me remind you, we are God's children. He loves us with that unconditional love. Unconditional means without judgment, without condemnation, unlimited, wholehearted. Unconditional love means without condition. We are called to love ourselves just like that. We are called to accept our own flaws and failures, pick ourselves up by the bootstrings, learn from the past, and keep moving forward. Do not ever quit on yourselves, folks. God hasn't given up on you, so don't you bail on yourself. If only you could see how much God loves you and see what He sees in you. Folks, I wish there was a crystal ball that would show you what God sees in you. You would see the most beautiful, priceless gem that sparkles so bright with potential. It saddens my heart to think about those 85% of people in the world that look down upon themselves and think that they don't amount to nothing, that they feel worthless, unwanted, unloved, just lacking in everything. It saddens me that some even contemplate suicide. We all know God does not like that. He says instantly, you will never go through the gates of heaven. That is lost forever, and those people will spend eternity in hell. In my younger years growing up, I had some self-esteem issues myself. And I've had people very dear to me talk about suicide, taking their own life, many, many times in my past. Try to get those people some help, folks. Maybe you're that help. Maybe you can spare some time to visit with them and mentor about the Word of God, or maybe your own experiences in life. Maybe you had a similar situation in your life, and how did you deal with that? How did you come out of that? What did you do? If you are that person who has thought that no one would miss you, that this life would be so much better if you were not a part of it, if you were gone, please, let me assure you that you are very wrong. Suicide is a cop-out. Suicide is selfishness. Suicide is instant, and it's a lifetime. Suicide is taking your life in your own hands as if you were God, as if you are entitled to make that decision for yourself. But what about the devastation you would leave behind? Think about the loved ones in your life and how their lives would be forever changed. Folks, that is not something a loved one will ever get over. It's not something that they can just deal with. So what about your loved ones? What about your friends? Let me tell you, folks, there is nothing, absolutely nothing in this world that is that bad that you cannot overcome, that it cannot be worked out, that God can't give you the strength to get through it. You are better than that. Maybe you are thinking that I don't know what I'm talking about, and that I don't know you, so I am not qualified to understand your situation. No, I don't know you personally. I don't know what your circumstance is. I don't know what you have been through. But I do know this. I know that God loves you. You have loved ones that love you. And I love you. It's not just about you. You are not alone. I know that sometimes it might feel like we are completely alone, but that is not true. So, if you're having these thoughts, don't. That is a coward's way out. Go talk to a beloved and trusted friend. Do whatever it takes to get your mind back into proper perspective. When it comes to self-esteem, each of us have our very own unique set of experiences. There are many factors that influence self-esteem. Genetics can play a role in it, but often it is our own life experiences that form the basis for our overall self-esteem. Those who consistently receive overly critical or negative assessments from caregivers, family members, friends, for example, will likely experience self-esteem problems. Additionally, our inner thinking, age, any potential illness, disability, physical limitation, even our job can affect our own self-esteem. But those with a healthy self-esteem have confidence, the ability to say no, a positive outlook, the ability to see their own strengths and weaknesses and accept them. Negative experiences do impact the overall perspective, and they have the ability to express our needs. However, someone with low self-esteem has a negative outlook. They lack confidence. They cannot express their needs. They focus on their weaknesses, feel shame, depression, and or anxiety. These people believe that other people are better than they are. They have trouble accepting positive feedback and have a fear of failure. Is low self-esteem considered to be an illness? No. Self-esteem tends to fluctuate over time depending upon our circumstances. It's normal to go through times when you feel down about yourself and times when you feel good about yourself. Self-esteem affects virtually every aspect of our lives, and if you are one that is suffering from low self-esteem, you already know this. You know how it affects our lives. Maintaining a healthy self-esteem isn't about blowing your own horn, though. Remember, God wants us to remain humble. It is about learning to like, love, and respect yourself, flaws and all. There will be times when a single word or an unmet expectation can deplete you of your confidence, deflate your faith, or make you feel disheartened. Perhaps you men have worked around all day building your wife a deck on the back side of the house, something that she's always wanted. You are proud of your accomplishments, and you know that she will surely love it when she gets home from work. You are so excited to share your surprise with her. But when she gets home, she immediately tells you your carpentry is crooked, she wanted the deck somewhere else, or designed differently, and your self-esteem and ego are crushed. Here you thought you were doing something big and wonderful, and all she did was complain about your work. Perhaps you are the wife, and you have made your husband all his favorite foods for dinner, cleaned the house, got really dressed up, looking nice for him, got a babysitter for the night, so you guys could really enjoy each other without the kids for a while. But the moment he comes in, he says he doesn't like the color of your dress. It makes you look fat. And for all the men in the audience, you guys know what happens when you talk about your wife's weight. Yikes. Maybe you go on to say that you're not in the mood for what she made for dinner. Or that it tasted like leather. Or how about you order some pizza? or that you are too tired and you think you're just going to skip everything and go to bed. Folks, by those thoughtless words that we speak to one another, we have made each other feel bad. Not good enough. Less than. Lacking. When we are disappointed about something, we want comfort. We want different results. We want peace. We want for these problems to just go away. There is nothing wrong with wanting things to be different, folks. You just have to be careful you don't set up camp and stay too long at the low self-esteem, pity party, lodge and resort. You don't want to immerse yourself in all these negative feelings. You cannot avoid challenging relationships, problems at work, financial problems, and think that they're going to go away, because they won't. That would be like avoiding a deadly disease in your body by refusing to seek medical help and believing that you're going to be okay. The Bible has many encouraging verses from the front cover to the back cover, and I want to share some of those with you right now. In Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. Psalm 52:22, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 62:6, he only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken. I love the book of Psalms, folks. It is one of my most favorite books of the Bible. In Psalms 119, 114, and 115, you are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of God. In Psalms 120, 1, in my distress I called to the Lord and he answered me. Time and time again, folks, the chapters in Psalm have brought me so much comfort in my own life. I hope you will make yourself familiar with the entire book. We are about halfway through today's message, so I'm going to go on to a quick break. This first psalm is called From the Inside Out by Hillsong, and the second song will be Your Love Never Fails by Jesus Culture.
can't separate. Even if I ran away, your love never fails. Mistakes, but you have new mercy for me every day. Your love never fails. Sing it, you stay.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me on the Hope Show today. I am so happy to be here with each one of you. It is such a pleasure and an honor to have you tuned in to listen to the Hope Show each week. I cannot take any credit for any of this, because without God, I am not qualified to give you these messages each week. On my own understanding, I believe, I know, I would fail miserably. I am merely a vessel in which God uses to speak through me to all of you. Thank you for softening the hearts of your people, Lord, and bringing them to Shaziz Radio today. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful people, your children, owners of and managers of, so many other radio stations out there that broadcast our messages every week. It takes all of us working together to change one life at a time. You have probably heard the old saying, it takes a village. It is called teamwork. If you've missed out on the first part of today's message, if you have friends who might be interested in listening, please invite them to join us next week, but also to go back later after the show, after the podcast has been uploaded to Shaziz Radio, and hear all of today's message from the very beginning. Go to this link, search the pod pages for The Hope Show Returns, and scroll down to the date of the show that you want to listen to. These latter shows, we have started titling them so that you'll know what particular date the message was and what the message was about. This cuts out on the guesswork. So, I encourage you to share my pods with your family, friends, coworkers, whoever. Let's get God's Word and His truth out to as many people as we possibly can. With that being said, let's go ahead and continue with today's message. The message today is about loving yourself. The main topic we have been focused on is self-esteem. Have you ever wondered what self-esteem is and, you know, how to get more of it, how to get better, you know, how your self-esteem can get better? Do you think or know that you suffer maybe from low self-esteem yourself? Do you know someone else who does? Do you know how to tell if a person is suffering from it? Do you know what to do about it? How to help them? Or yourself? Well, we're going to be talking about these things in the last half of the show. Have you ever asked yourself, how do I feel about who I am? I'm sure we've all had that discussion with ourselves before. Wherever you are in life right now, circumstances are always subject to change. It is true that low self-esteem can have a big impact on our happiness and the quality of our life, but it does not have to define us. There are things a person can do to help improve their way of thinking about themselves. First of all, we need to pray about the situation. Ask for God's help, His wisdom, His guidance. Ask for strength and courage to climb up out of that hole that we've oftentimes placed ourselves in. Ask for Him to share with us the problem areas in our life and to reveal where our weaknesses are. Ask for the wisdom of discernment. It is easy sometimes to get caught up in negative thinking and feeling poorly about ourselves. Perhaps it may sound something like this in your head. I'm a bad person. No one loves me. I'm not good at anything. When good things do happen to me, it's just good luck. I wish I wasn't so average. I'm such a failure. Why do bad things keep happening to me? These kinds of thoughts serve you no purpose. It just makes your situation worse. Low self-esteem makes it hard to enjoy life, and it makes a person feel like the whole world is against them. Other causes of low self-esteem may include physical features. Some people perceive themselves to have unattractive physical features. From their own viewpoint, they may be too heavy or too thin or have a double chin, have a bad complexion, crooked teeth, big feet, receding hairline. You fill in the blank. A lack of education can make some people feel bad about themselves. But I want you to remember something, folks. Some of the wisest and most prominent people of history were not privileged with formal education. It is never too late to learn. Some have even acquired college degrees or GEDs in their golden years of life. Low self-esteem can also come from tragic circumstances of our past. Children frequently suffer from low self-esteem because of something that their parents did or said when they were very little. Then they grow up to still feel like whatever they did as a child. They still live the life of the label that was given them. They do not know any different. We must all learn that we are not responsible for the actions of others. The feelings that we harbor in our own mind toward ourselves is unwarranted and unfair to us. In these cases, we play both roles, judge and jury, to decide our own punishment. Abuse comes in all forms. Abuse can do so much damage to self-esteem. Sometimes we witness a parent or a spouse berating a child or other spouse. If this persistently happens in life, the victim will not think they are worth anything. Words can be some of the most powerful forms of abuse. And I'm not necessarily talking about the occasional argument that you might have with someone, even though those can cause damage too, but I'm focusing more on someone who's constantly being verbally abused. Once we have said something, folks, we can't take it back. The psychological damage is done. And done over time, these types of abuse can last a lifetime. It is the same thing with constant criticism of someone. Sin is a prominent cause of low self-esteem when an individual is personally involved with something that they know they shouldn't be. This is sometimes the cause or the case when you love God so deeply and you strive so hard for spiritual maturity, and in a moment of weakness, we fall into Satan's trap and do something wrong. Those who suffer from substance abuse oftentimes also suffer from low self-esteem. Drugs can be so deceptive. They promise much, but they deliver nothing except death. A damaged self-view can result in distorted or critical demeanor. Different people handle things in different ways. They may elevate themselves up artificially or cut down all the people that they associate with. A constant tendency to boast of one's abilities, even to the point of lying about the achievement, is a huge red flag. In Proverbs 27:2, the Bible says, "Let another man praise us, and not our own mouth." Did you know that sometimes a poor self-image can manifest itself in materialism? Some folks believe that if they can surround themselves with an abundance of nice things, it will help them overcome their feelings of insecurity. I'm not suggesting, folks, that hard-working people cannot enjoy a quality of life as good stewards of the manifolds of blessings that God gave us. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is that an accumulation of material things cannot provide us the genuine well-being that we long for. Feeling good about ourselves and feeling good about possessions are two entirely different matters. Jesus taught us in Luke 12:15, "Take heed and keep yourselves from coveting, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses." Folks, loving ourselves is one of the most important things a person can do in order to achieve a satisfying, meaningful, and joy-filled life. Self-love means everything to the foundation of our temple, our body. If we take care to treat our body well, using only durable quality materials, then our temple or body will weather any storm. But if we build up our temples with poor quality materials like straw and cardboard, a breeze will topple us over. Loving ourselves is the foundation for a flourishing future. Did you know that we can think 1,300 words per minute? It's amazing how the human brain operates in all of its complexity. God created our brains, but it is said that we only use a small portion of our brain. We don't even scratch the surface of its full potential. But that's another topic for another day. Can you imagine the damage that we can do in 5 minutes by thinking negative thoughts if we're capable of thinking 1,300 words per minute? And then, when we multiply that out even further, think about the damage that one can do when we're processing that many words per minute all day long, every day, and everything we say about ourselves is negative. It's no wonder we're so exhausted. But the good news is that God can still use broken things, broken people. Also, the fact of the matter is, God does not see us as we see ourselves. Praise God for that. We need to start getting a new outlook on life. of our own life, a realistic one, God's view of us. Every word, facial expression, gesture, or action on the part of another person, a parent, an important person in our life, all of it sends a message about our self-worth. It is sad that so many parents and other loved ones do not realize what messages they are sending. Self-esteem is the most fragile attribute in human nature. It can be damaged by a very minor incident, and its reconstruction is often very difficult to put back together. It can be very uncomfortable, even torturous, to live with low self-esteem. But folks, change is possible. God says, promises even, that He will always give us a route of escape. Self-esteem can be a complex thing for us humans, but God knows what goes on in our mind, what we struggle with, the poor image that we have of ourselves. He sees our tears, hears our cries, hears our prayers, folks. Most of us probably do not even love ourselves as much as God wants us to. We are all a work in progress. There is not one person on the same level of maturity as the next. We all have a personal journey with our own personal experiences. We are unique, just as God created us to be. But there is always hope. God commands us to first love Him with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. Many of us struggle to take our eyes off of ourselves long enough to actually do that. According to Scripture, the best way to remedy this problem is to spend more time reading the Bible, learning Scripture, listening to sermons, spending more time in prayer. When this happens, our feelings of insecurity diminish because our thoughts are elevated to something better than our fallen experience. The second part of the commandment is to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. But if our insecurities get in the way of our ability to love ourselves, then how are we supposed to love other people, the people that God has placed in our lives? God's Word challenges us to rearrange our heart's desire. Instead of spending the majority of our time contemplating our own flaws and worrying about what other people think of us, what their opinion of us is, we need to love God and our neighbor anyway. In Romans 8:31-34, the Bible says, "What then shall we say to these things? For if God is for us, then who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for all of us, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Who will give charge against God's elect?" And we are God's elect. We are the chosen. It is God who justifies. God makes us worthy of love and saved us through Christ Jesus. If the God of the universe is for us, then who shall dare be against us? Human criticism does not hold any weight when compared to God's opinion of us. God is our judge, not other people. His opinion is what matters the most, not other people. We all have a long way to go with our self-esteem, but I personally have learned that children of God have nothing to prove and nothing to lose. God defines our worth. He holds us secure in His love. We are no more and no less worthy than God has made us. Stop allowing Satan and the people of this world to have power over your thoughts and your feelings about yourself. It does not matter if it's a parent, a spouse, a coworker, a sibling, friend, whoever. We are all created by God. We are all just passing through this world until we reach our final eternal home in heaven. God is our true Father. Yes, we have biological parents, but we are only loaned to one another for a short time. Biological parents are not perfect. They struggle with their own circumstances. They are human, just as we are. Furthermore, that includes all the people that cross our path that God has put into our life. We are all flawed, human, and we cannot believe everything that someone says to us. Because of that reason, God is perfect in all of His ways. He will never let you down. And if you entertain the idea that God is horrible, you blame Him for the things that have happened in your life, or how you've turned out, you're wrong. It's not God that has permitted these things to happen. These things are from Satan. We get deceived and we allow things to permeate our mind. They become a stronghold and they are hard to break. It is up to us. We have the choice what we allow into our life. We have free will. God is not to blame for all of our problems. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, the Bible tells us, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." In the last minutes of this message, I want to throw out some suggestions for boosting self-esteem. First of all, pray. Ask God's guidance. Read Scripture. Get to know God's Word. But along with this, I want to just throw in a few other things that you might want to try too. Be objective. It is common for people to compare themselves to others and to consider those people to be superior to ourselves. Take a moment to look at yourself the way you look at them. Turn your back in the mirror and hold another mirror in front of you. This gives you a sense of detachment with the person in the mirror, you. Now look at your reflection from behind. From this focal point, you can almost look at yourself as a stranger. As a stranger would look at you. This helps you to realize that you are not overweight, unattractive, dressed poorly, etc. Folks, realize that this is your life. When your self-esteem is suffering, take a look at the past achievements and experiences. Look at the baby albums, the school yearbooks, certificates of education earned. Look at photographs from past holidays, mementos, things that you've created and made, things that you've drew, etc. This exercise might help us to realize that we are more brilliant than we think we are. Point out 5 positive things about yourself every day. If you have low self-esteem, focusing on the negative can become second nature. It may feel strange to switch your routine around and your habits, but practicing this simple thing of thinking of 5 positive things about yourself every day can break the chain of negativity. For example, you might say to yourself every morning, "I have a great smile. I am really good at cooking or fixing cars. I am great at math. I am caring and giving toward other people." Things like that. Speaking out 5 great things about yourself. And I said, speaking out loud 5 great things about yourself every day should help you to realize that you have a lot more going for yourself than you first thought. Have a social media detox. Social media can be very destructive to us. As we compare and aspire ourselves to the celebrities and their so-called perfect life, it can bring our own spirits down and actually make us feel depressed. It makes us feel like that we don't measure up. Folks, what we see on the media is only what the media wants to show us. Celebrities do not have perfect lives. The media only displays the best bits out of their life. The celebrities have their own insecurities that they deal with too. Create a diary. Later, look back through that diary and see how far you have come. You might even give yourself a good laugh at some of the things that you were thinking or feeling at the time that you wrote that in your diary. A diary gives you another perspective on life. And talk to yourself, folks. I know this may seem silly for some of you, but yes, talk to yourself. It's good for your health, actually. Like me, if you're like me, that is already a norm of your everyday life. I talk to myself a lot, all day long. I talk to myself out loud at home and in the grocery store, at Walmart, any place I go. However, I must say, it has been embarrassing from time to time. People tend to look at you a little crooked sometimes. Anyway, that's not exactly what I meant. But I bet that it brought you a laugh for today, huh? But seriously, people with low self-esteem give more positive energy to others than we do ourselves. We need to get back into the habit of spending that same amount of positive energy, positive thinking, on ourselves. Look in the mirror. Pretend that the reflection looking back at you isn't you, but a friend of yours. Compliment them on their clothing choice for the day, their hair. Fill them full of compliments. Realize that perfect is a personal ideal of ourselves. And the sooner that we learn that nothing and no one is perfect, that our own ideal of perfection is subjective, the sooner we will notice a big boost in our self-esteem. There is no such thing as a perfect personality, perfect outfit, perfect vehicle, perfect friend, spouse, haircut, perfect boat or motorcycle. There is no such thing as the perfect fill in the blank. Put yourself first sometimes. I'm not saying put yourself before God. God always needs to remain number one. But putting yourself ahead of another isn't always being selfish, in a bad sense of the word. It's liberating and self-esteem boosting. It helps you to remember that you are just as important as everybody else. Perhaps choose to take a long hot bath instead of doing the dishes. Instead of cooking for your spouse, choose takeout for the night. Work out in the gym instead of indulging on all that junk food. Go spend time with a friend instead of mowing the lawn. Whatever you have going on regarding your chores, it will be there tomorrow. Folks, it took me a very long time to come to that realization and to accept it. When I was younger, I was always made these mile-long lists that drove my loved ones absolutely crazy. I thought these chores on my list had to be done before I went to bed at night. Now, I know that seems really crazy to some of you, but some of you out there that are obsessive, compulsive, will totally understand this. You'll get this. You can relate to this. My lists were always long ones, and I am a checklist person. I don't stop obsessing until I have everything physically checked off that list. But I have come a very long ways throughout the years, because I finally realized that what my mom and dad and everyone else had been telling me all those years about not driving myself crazy over a chore list was actually true. Unless there's a very good reason, like an impending surgery or rain, vacation, something like that that really requires a real deadline, then everything will be there tomorrow. Unfortunately, our chores won't go anywhere. And as you get older, you learn to pace yourself. And everything isn't always such a big deal to finish today. Do something out of character, folks. The same routine every day, day in and out, can leave us feeling flat and bored and in need of a boost. So do something random with your life, like watching a sunset, decide to run in a marathon, jump on the back of a four-wheeler and get lost in the fun of the moment, go horseback riding, ride on a Ferris wheel. Folks, I hope today's message has filled you with some sense of hope and a boost in your self-esteem. I hope you've gathered some ideas for some new habits and positive thinking. And so at this time, I want to go ahead and end our show and go to prayer. So please join me. Dear Lord, we have come before you today with open hearts and minds, being receptive to your word. Thank you, Lord, that I am a son or daughter of a king, so loved and cherished. I pray for your help within my life. I desire to give myself the same grace that you give me. Lord, help me to accept the things that I cannot change and the courage to change the things that I can. Lord, forgive me of sin, even the sinful things that I'm not even aware of. Your grace and mercy, love and forgiveness is sufficient for me. Help me to forgive others in the same fashion. Please let your will be done in my life and help me to step out of your way and follow your commandments. Please put a hedge of protection around my entire body from head to toe, mind, body, and soul. Place that same hedge of protection around all of my loved ones and my home. And thank you in advance for these answered prayers. And all the people said amen. Folks, God bless each and every one of you out there today. Until we meet again next week, same time, same place. Go out there this week and start looking at yourself in a different way. The way God sees you. Walk tall. Hold your head up high. Remember that posture. You are worthy. You are a child of God. You are amazing. And through God, you can do all things and be all things. You are perfectly made just as you are. I love you. Have a great week. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there in the listening audience. God bless you.
You must think I'm strong.
Take this heart and breathe it back.